You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. So this is the second show of the nice new year.
Yes. So we've got three beers, like normal. We've got some snacks in a drawer that we didn't get out.
No, we didn't. I'll get them out in a second.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with something a bit different today. It's a 330ml bottle.
Is that what's different?
Yeah, that's exactly what's different. Bottles. It's 4.2%. It's by the Mad Hatter Brewers from Liverpool. And it is called Tzatziki Sour. Or Tzatziki Sour. Do you want to say it? Say it. Because you can pronounce it Mr. Southern.
Tzatziki.
Because he's Southern and can use words like this, like Liverpool, because they're all from the South.
Yeah. Well, they're
in the North.
They have a better education system where we just get learned how to get coal out the ground.
Yeah.
They learn like proper things like how to eat sushi and things like that.
How to eat sushi.
Yeah, that's what they learn down South. And
how to eat swan.
Yeah.
So what does swan taste like? Is it really nice? Does the Queen not give you a
smell? So the smell, it's you're smelling it and it smells sour.
It's got a very, very light
look.
In terms of, I'd say it's very bubbly, very
I'm just trying to work out what that smell actually is that I can smell. It smells almost like an apple-y sort of smell. Right, let's take a mouthful. Yeah. I'm a bit thingy because it's a sour and...
Oh, crikey. That's very soury apple-y.
Soury apple-y. It's not as sour as expected, but it's enough to bring in a very clean tasting.
Yeah.
You know, I had the remnants of smoked nuts from last show in my mouth.
Did you have nuts in your mouth?
And it just completely... It was corn anyway. And it completely took the flavour out straight away. It stripped it like it's a strippy thing.
It's got a colour reminiscent of like
it is exactly like, and I know this is gonna say anything, but you know the sour sweets after you've sucked the sour off them.
Yeah.
They're still sour but
in it, but then you've got that fruit.
So it's got a very sweetness to it.
Yeah.
I think if it's your bag, then it's probably very nice. It's not my bag.
A subtle appetizer style to it.
Mm. Yeah, it's not my style at all. But I think trying to be objective.
If you had that a third of a pint of that in a pub, you'd drink it, you'd finish it.
Yeah.
I
don't think I would guess
think
good.
You'd go back for it.
So anyway, we are going to pair this with, oh no, not that one, with
this one.
Yeah.
This
is another freebie.
This is called, I believe it's Karkli. They are an Indian snack, and this is their classic flavour. Handmade, crunchy, savoury snacks made with love. And this is on the spice-o-meter, it's 2. And their Twitter is... Chomp on Karkli.
Yeah.
K-A-R-K-L-I.
I know in the Northeast these are quite... You can get them in certain pubs. I think the Cumberland Arms might have had them last time I was in. Sometimes... what's that place we sometimes go to? Coppers have had them in.
Coppers have them in quite a lot.
Yeah.
Rehills have them in.
I'm making error. Oh, I've just cut my finger.
You're making an absolute dog's mess.
Yeah, my comment is they're hard to get into.
I didn't struggle when we had them at Craft Beer Calling last year. No, year before.
Yeah. So they're like a cool wiggly shape. Good. Good track.
Yeah. They've not got any particular taste.
They've got a spicy taste. You can't say they don't have a taste.
They're not spicy. Not like it's a, just got like a. It's
not a hot spicy, but like a flavoursome. Your taste buds must be knackered.
Probably, but they're not. They're not covered in anything like salt. There's nothing overpowering on them.
Yeah, they're very nice.
They're really good.
I think they're quite Moorish.
Yeah, really good to go with a beer.
Yeah.
So, where are we going to rate this beer?
$59. What? Actually, I'm gonna have to go on the board and see what's up. I shouldn't have even said anything. So at $59 is Beavertown Smog Rocket.
Oh, that's better than this.
What about Panda Frog Project 52? Panda Frog Project 52 is, and that's the name, at $54.
Yeah.
$54?
Yeah.
We're settling on that. Okay, we'll put that
about
on.
It was about where I was thinking in the first place.
Right, we will pause this and put that on everything, and we will finish it off and get on to the next one.
Beer number two is from Errant Brewery, and it is Tusk IPA. It's a 330ml can, and it's 5.2%. No price. We didn't have a price for the previous one.
That one was from and Glug in Newcastle.
Was it?
Yeah. Bought it in. Because my nasty mother decided she had to go in and Glug for something. She wanted to go in for something.
And you wanted to go to Glug.
So I had to go in Glug and buy beer. Because you can't go in a shop that sells good beer and knock them out with anything. It would be rude.
That would be rude.
You know, my reputation as somebody that drinks good beer as part of a podcast, it just would make me look as if I was one of those filthy browsers.
So, you kind of standard kind of colour.
Yeah.
For an IPA. It's not very carbonated. It smells carbonated.
Very malty.
I don't.
You know, I'm that sure that's malt smell.
Really
I think
does come through. It tastes incredibly malty,
but like a really nice toffee. Is it toffee flavor?
Toffee cum caramel.
Yeah, like a caramelly flavor, and that's
malty flapjack style.
Yeah, that's basically what it's got going for it.
Yeah.
As a style now, drinking this amount is probably quite pleasant. I don't, with my personal tastes, I don't think I could drink more than a half of this.
Yeah.
Of my personal taste. Now, I'm enjoying what I've got here, and it's not that, it's just I like something that a little bit more.
Yeah, there's
some people, this will be a really good and really their business.
Yeah.
See,
I quite like this. I like my slightly maltier drinks. To me, the malt's got a very clean, nearly, you know, dessert style.
Yeah, I think as a malty drink, it's very good because there's a lot of them that has that sort of sweet thing that are just awful.
Yeah.
I'm quite enjoying this, and actually, you know, I'm going to enjoy a certain amount, but I'm not going to enjoy pints and pints of it on a night, you know, what you could with certain beers. I'll let you put this on the board because it's probably more your style.
I was going to say probably around the 55, 56.
Right, yeah.
Because it's good for what it is. Again, it's not quite what we normally like. If you like your malty things, you might rate it a lot higher. But it doesn't. There's not a lot to make it stand out.
Yeah.
And in terms of craft beer, I don't think there's a lot of.
What percentage was it?
5.2.
So it doesn't. It feels a lower percentage beer. It's got a lot of mouthfeel to it.
Yeah.
And things like that. Right, we're pairing that with again.
Some.
Is that one this time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be.
Some coriander carkly or carkly or something.
Yeah. Again, I've got these free.
Cut the bag and then couldn't get in it.
Yeah, code criticism is the bag is hard to get into.
These are lentils. They're all a lentil kind of squirrels.
They're good for your vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. These taste similar to the previous ones, but with coriander in.
Yeah. Again, really nice snack.
Yeah.
Just nice.
It's clean. It's not overdone on like, you know, normally snacks when they put the seasonings on, they're very overdone and very dry and come off on your fingers. Right. These are very clean.
I think what you want with a snack quite often is something that goes with sort of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a little bit of, you know, flavour, spiciness to them. It's not overpowering the two we've had.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Okay, we'll come back for the third beer in a moment. Right, are we going to actually drink beer rather than you go doo-doo-doo-doo and do a visual thing that doesn't work on a podcast?
Oh, well, it might not.
You've got to remember, they only have us.
They can think about it in the brains.
They only have it in the ears.
Anarchy Bruco, Scorched Earth, Smoke Saison.
You can't just go Anarchy Bruco, you've got to say it with anarchy, with anger. Anarchy!
Anarchy Bruco!
Yeah, really get like the fucking anger out, you know. Really fucking...
It's a 330ml bottle and it's 5.3%. Yeah. This was an advent calendar one from Philip.
Yes, yeah, so me and Bob made each other advent calendars this year. If you want to know how to make them, you buy poster tubes and make them look like a tree, basically.
And then glue them together.
Glue them together with that glue gun.
Do whatever shape you want.
Or you could just get a box of 24 and make little holes in it, or wrap them up. There's other ways of doing it. We just went a bit more fancy. Really good if you've got like a friend to swap with. I think making one for yourself would probably be quite sad, and not the surprise is half the fun.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a bit depressing. Oh, what beer am I going to get? What did I buy myself?
So, if you've got sort of a boyfriend or girlfriend or a friend, I think our big suggestion was we chose to do it to start at about a month before. I think this time we're going to do it over the whole year, so we can buy better beers and spend that little bit more time doing it. So, did you tell the good people this is a smoked saison?
Yeah. I'm not getting a very smoked.
No, I wasn't
smell
getting
through.
But it might be lightly smoked. I don't know. Yeah, there's a little bit of smoke, but I don't.
It's very light.
Oh, it might be lightly smoked.
It's quite lively as a beer. It poured and came with a big head. Even, you know, I did try and delicately pour this.
So it's got a very delicate smoked flavour going through it. Very subtly smoked.
Yeah.
So it's not, but it's a very delicate beer in a lot of senses, isn't it? You know, it's not.
I think it starts off heavier smoked and then dies.
Yeah.
And peters down very nicely. Mm.
And then that sort of just goes on top of the spiciness of the saison.
Like a smoked ham or something when you first chew into that and you go, oh, that smells.
French farmer's beer, as I was reading in a book the other day.
You can read.
Barely, but I can read swear words well. I can spell swear words well.
I've noticed that one. You can't spell gentle.
It's 'cause I'm never gentle.
No, it came through as genital. I was very confused when I got that email of a gentle reminder. I didn't think I'd... I was worried those tests being needed. Oh dear.
For people that don't know, I'm a bit special and got dyslexia, and spellings quite often can be
hilarious.
Hilarious. You're bullying us now. I'm going to go to some tribunal. So, back to the beer. So, really.
I think it's too fizzy. I can feel that lying and not settling very well.
Is that just because you've eaten a load of snacks?
I don't know.
I think it's because this is settling for me quite well. Our independent adjudicator, because he's agreeing with me, is right in this instance, is saying that you're talking bollocks. So,
maybe
if you don't book up your ideas, I'm going to fucking put it on the board.
If I don't book up my ideas, are you replacing me?
I personally think if we're going to compare it with saisons, I prefer this from the show we did
last week, whenever we got it put up. Yeah,
I think it's basically just a couple of points up from that.
Yeah,
would be how I would put it.
Where did we put that one? We put that on 65.
So I'd add 2 more points to that.
Yeah, that's about where I would have said.
Yeah, right, we're going to... Oh, no, I haven't paired it with the food, because it's the last one.
So this one is paired, finally, with another Carclai. This is the Fiery Ghost Naga Chilies. And this is 6 chilies on the back.
So I don't know, you might... We might have to pre-prepare the toilet roll.
By rubbing this against.
No, I meant in the thing now.
Or some Savlon.
My stomach is knackered, so I am very intolerant to spice.
Now, these are slightly spicy.
You could eat chilies all day.
Yeah. These are just nice. They're nice and warming. Some people might find them too spicy.
You're just looking at me, seeing how...
You're very straight-faced. I was expecting a bit.
No, they're not as hot as I remember when I last had them. We've got a bit of spice. Now, Al, if you don't like spice, don't have them.
No.
And the one where your beer's going to go down a lot quicker. The one that you can definitely taste the spice. It's definitely there. I've got lots of little people dancing on my taste buds at the minute, going... Wah!
Really?
Yeah.
How big's your mouth?
But this is where you want a beer to strip that out. Anyway,
yeah,
that's that. Are we going to thingy that and then we're going to sum it up?
Yes.
The summer. That was almost a duet when tortoise, as you said.
Tortoise. I didn't say tortoise.
Turtle.
A duet. We had the tzatziki sour. I've pronounced that wrong. Now a southern friend's going to be really upset. We've had Errant Tusk IPA, and we've had Anarchy's
Anarchy.
Yeah, Scorched Earth Smoked Saison. How do you pronounce that? Is it Saison?
And that was the winner of this week, wasn't it?
And that was the winner of the week. And actually, I think we've had a really good bar smack as well.
Yeah, I think yeah, very good. So definitely, if you see them in the bars out there, get them, eat them, depending on your chilliness.
They're good, they don't leave your fingers covered in crap. You know, when you have crisp and you're like, oh,
well, you just lick your fingers.
Yeah, but you know, you
can do
these. These are nice.
If you're on a date, you can do it seductively and suggestively.
Is this why you're still single?
Maybe. You know, I get the beef crisps on and I start that.
While you lick the beef crisps off your hands.
Yeah.
You're not meant to put your full hand in, you know. Not sexy.
I'm just showing how much I can take.
An entire hand.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with ladies, like, but...
Me neither. Maybe they've got, like, some sort of third arm that... This could go really...
Yes, I think we should change the subject.
Leave that one.
So, yeah. Decent beers, decent snack. That's good.
We forgot this on the previous podcast.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
At Formal Shark.
Facebook/Formal Shark. Formalshark.co.uk.
Yeah. Oh, you can see us in a different production.
Yes.
At the moment. It should be out by now.
Yes.
In is Let's Comment with Formal Shark, where we are badly satirising the comment sections in different papers.
Yeah.
Or not on the papers, because they don't actually have comments, because it wouldn't work, but on the Twitter web. Basically, we're laughing at morons.
It's like any kind of news comedy kind of thing, but worse, because
we can't review it yet because I'm recording it.
No.
Once this is out, it'll be out, so yeah.
Yeah. It's us, so it's probably terrible, but give it a go if you like hearing us.
If you like hearing us, and it's political.
We've got a couple of other idiots that have joined us as well. It's not just us.
It is going to be sort of lovely lefty arseholes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not like a Nigel Farage and Trump.
Yeah. Because I think that's the only way you can go.
War Nigel. And he's band of fuckwits.
If you listen to us on a podcatcher or through iTunes, rate us some ever how you can, if you can. Because that'd be good, because then more people get...
Email us at sharks@formalshark.co.uk. If you're a brewery or you're a snack company and you want us to review your beers, give us a PM and I'll give you my address.
Yeah. If you're a snack company and you don't make beers and want to send us snacks, that's the same thing.
Yes. But I want you from like a legitimate email address. I just don't want like from bigbarry@gmail.com asking for my address.
Yeah.
Because if not, I won't give you it. But if you're like, I don't know, like, I don't know, Cloudwater or Four Pure or other actual breweries, and that's on your emails, then I will give you my address. Because the risk of somebody coming and attacking us in the night for free beer is worth it. But Big Sue at live.com, I don't trust. No.
So yeah, send us the stuff, we'll talk about it, we'll call it good or crap.
Yeah, we'll try to be honest, even if we get it free. We always tell you if we get it for free, so that you know where the biased is lying. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And we've still not found the pork scratchings from last week.
No.
So if you found them,
yes,
please send them in.
Please send them in, or
tell us where we can buy some.
Yes, because we're desperate to have some.
Yes. Right.
I forgot to say, we did get emailed in from the last lot of shows.
Did we?
About the I'll have to find the actual email. That thing that sank in the sea.
Titanic
Brewery.
Yeah. All the way from like 4, 5, 6
yes,
2 months ago.
I've just remembered we had an email in from a listener.
We've got listeners.
Yes, we've got a listener. It was our one listener.
It always amazes me that somebody listens to us.
Basically, and I'll have to wait till the next show to find out if we remember about it. Because I haven't got the email address, but basically I think they said it was called Titanic Brewery because the person that like invented the Titanic or invented icebergs or something,
yeah,
worked or lived just down the road from the brewery.
Oh, okay.
But I thought I'd tell them because somebody actually emailed in.
Well, that's nice.
But I'm not that interested in that.
That sounds really bad. I'm not that interested about breweries that we've already drank from.
No, what I meant is, I didn't want to bore the listeners by me going on my phone, typing in the formal Shark address, because I haven't got on my phone because I got a new phone recently.
And setting it all up.
But then give them a little nugget.
But then we realised, this is podcast and we could post it.
No, because we're honest people. They should know that it's the moment. We're living the moment.
Living the moment, we do not.
So, the next show, the next series of shows, if we remember... We may give you the full nugget of information. This is what's called, like, at the end of a show. Uh-huh. You know when you're about to find out who did it?
Cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger?
We don't know anybody called Cliff.
So this is a cliffhanger for the next show. They'll find out this
Cliff
information.
Richard, he might die, because this is still 2016.
All
he
right,
might
yes.
die before this comes out. And yes. if he hangs himself, would that be a cliffhanger?
I was going to go in a completely different thing, and I thought it was going to go very Lyle Bullis there. I'm really glad it didn't. It just went really weird and really sort of not a serious show about drinking.
You really don't have much faith.
No, I don't. Anyway, we'll see you
soon.
Soon.
Bye from me.
Bye from me.
Are you going to say bye, Pixie?
No.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.